again, you have to understand from his point, he basically looks at the Earth as a disease pot. The humans made it a disease pot.
Yeah.
So let the disease kill themselves off. We start again. Reboot.
Reboot.
Yes.
They're going to let things reboot.
Yes.
And the ones that are directly involved, they're just trying to find a few worthy souls that they want to help directly. They can't help on a large scale, but maybe they can help on a small scale. They're just trying to lift off a few here and a few there.
Yes.
Much like Tommy. They just took off, what, a few hundred thousand people?
Yes. From that, they made a whole new place, whole new societies.
Yeah. So it's not really realistic to hope that Tommy could open up their arms to a bunch of humans. They don't
want them.
So
you have to understand, you're looked at as being evil, all of you together, but not just the ones that are controlled.
Even the ones who are...
The deep populace, yes.
Who we see as being good, to them they see still as corrupt.
Corrupt, yes, because you have people killing each other, you have people not getting along, you have people's trying to... If you looked at it from above,
yeah,
you'd see what we're seeing. You don't have a lot of goods.
Well, there is some good. You have
very
people
few, very
trying,
few.
Trying to connect with the universe, as we correct talked to before.
See, when you were back in your 70s, the hippies,
yeah,
they were known as the goods, the peace
really
lovers, the
yeah,
bring the earth under one order, one good order. That's good. Now you have people's just, even your goods
yeah
are looking out, they would step over someone crawling.
They've been corrupted themselves by
yes
the system that they rebelled against.
Right.
Well, you know, I have to agree with you.
Yes. And that's by choices, that's by decades of money's greed, you know. Well, you have to understand again, the God system doesn't always want to put the divine right into it. They want to see that humans are at least trying. Greeds. You walk down the streets, no one says hi to each other. They just try and they push each other into the streets, and it's a mess. It's a real mess.
They're not all like that. You know,
yes, they are.
There's
most
some nice people.
Very, very few.
So these other systems, are they confident that they'll be able to find the good ones that are left and give them a way out?
Yes.
How are they going about it? They're using ET channels. What are some of their systems that they're trying to use to connect with the good ones that are left here?
Hope, redemptions, word of mouth, positive thinkings, things like that. They're trying to see who the really good ones are. If you're caring, if you actually care for others, you're not just in it for yourself.
So like anyone connected with the Abraham/Jacobs group, those are people that would qualify?
If they're not being greedy, if they're really trying to help out their communities. See, it doesn't have to do with money. So you can make as much money as you want, but if you're good in your societies, if you really make a difference.
Well, see, I don't even think I would qualify.
Well, that's why we're helping you out.
I appreciate it. So I'm not beyond hope. You know, I've got all these gene codes in me that could very easily pull me in the other direction.
Right. If we weren't helping you out, you would be in the other direction.
What do you see as an approximate timetable for all this? You know, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years?
No, 20 or 30 years.
20 or 30 years?
Yes.
So knowing all this, why even bother with a portal, with the comet? Why not just let it all happen? It just take care of the inevitable sooner.
Well, the comet's supposed to, but we're pushing it out of the way.
Why even bother doing that? Why not just let it take care of things?
Because there are some good that don't deserve it.
So you want to give those people a chance to
yes
to connect up
yes
with
yes, that's why the yes, the aggregate's there basically for human redemptions, to give life to the ones that are really trying.
How's he going to do that?
Just by being there, meaning so the comet's going to be pushed out of the way, because if he wasn't there,
oh, the comet
would hit.
Okay, so he's buying them a little time.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
So, for people out there, listening to this little talk, what would you advise them to do?
Clean themselves up. Clean themselves up. Get the earth back to where it was. Have faith in yourself and others. Get rid of greed.
And by doing that, will they attract the attention, the notice of those that would
yes.
be able to save them?
Yes. Get the earth back to where it was. Basically, the earth was a paradise, and the humans turned it into trash. And there's very little caring about it. Very little. People think they care about it, but they don't. Hypocriticals.
Well, even the environmental movement, isn't that being used to control people?
Well, if it gets them back to where they should be, then it's fine. There can be control if they need controls, but if it's done right, it's not just to make monies and to get more greeds. We're saying, peoples, you live on a planet that can still be helped.
Doesn't sound like we have enough time to help it though.
If people wanted it to, then yes.
The Pleiadians, are they to be trusted and listened to?
Yes.
Are there other groups that we can trust?
Some.
Do you have any names and other systems that we can look for them?
There's just different ones, and they each have their own agendas, and you just have to find out if they suit everyone. See, that's the whole point. People shouldn't be this bad. The problem was that when you got your technologies,
yeah,
it came with greed.
Well, we're all kept in comparative poverty. We need to be able to support ourselves. Things cost a lot of money.
Well,
we want to raise children. We want to create a good environment
yes,
for our children.
But the greed factor is always there. You can do it without the greed. You can do it with promoting harmonies within the societies, promoting wealth factors, you know, promoting better relationships between the peoples. Now, of course, there's going to be bad apples here and there, but the bad apples outweigh the good apples, by far. Even if people think they're good apples, they're bad
yeah.
apples.
You're talking about the ones that are heavily involved in religions?
Religions, I'm just talking about the ones on the streets.
Oh.
I'm talking about everyone. When you see peoples on the streets, they're bad apples. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Okay, so even though they're not as bad, they can walk down the street thinking, well, I'm not as bad as gangbangers or something like that,
right.
So...
But yet, if someone falls in the street, they just look at them and keep walking.
You know, that actually happened about a month ago. Somebody was crossing the street. This was caught on a video camera, and people couldn't believe it. Somebody got hit by a car, and no...
They're just looking at them.
Exactly, that's what you're talking about.
Yes, so. Downright rotten peoples. Are they as bad as the gangbangers? Absolutely. Just in different terms. They won't think they are, but they are.
Well, compared to most other beings out there, we're
let's just go this route. Let's say your God system, just like you know it, came down. Would he be impressed by your peoples, or would he take his fist and slam it through the earth 12 times? He would take his fist and slam it through the earth 12 times. He would say, you people are rotten and you deserve what you get. There's a very few that are living outside that want to help, that actually cry when they look at peoples. See, here's a situation.
Okay.
If you want to control peoples, make things better, go to the bishops, get peoples nervous about it, get peoples upset about it, make things better. The bishops should tell people how disappointed God is in them. You want to use it for a good thrust, do it in a good way. There's nothing wrong with saying to someone, you're a rotten person. You're absolutely rotten. Do you want to get better or do you want to live like this? If you do it in a good way, it's fine, because you're promoting goodness. It can be done through fear as well. It's not just the top making things rotten, it's the everyone accepts it.
We're complicit in their crimes.
Yes. It's a shame as well to say that, oh, I'm very religious, I believe in gods, I'm a very good person. And then you walk down past someone that's starving, that's wrong. You should take people in. Or even say, we're all God's children, but we're separated because of what we believe in.
100 years ago, the human race was much more like that, weren't they?
Yes.
Much more like that.
Yes.
There was less of us, but the ones that were here, it wasn't good everywhere, but it was a lot closer to what you're talking
about. Right,
because
they were mainstays. They remained focused on what they needed to. It wasn't perfect. It was never perfect, but when your main stayed where everything's connected to one, even the peoples were connected, even though they lived far away.
If we could get back to how the world was at that time, would that be enough to encourage the Federation to come in and...
Well, even get rid of your bad apples.
Yeah.
Start doing things. Take your drug dealers. Get rid of them. Show the Federation you mean business. Your drug dealers, your corruptors, your people that go around killing... Don't isolate them. Don't look at them like they're envious. You say to them, you're bad. Take a rock and beat them. Destroy them. And say to the Federation, we are not putting up with this anymore. We want better societies. Don't look at those peoples like you want to change them, you want to study them. Get rid of them. Start making things better. Start taking pride in yourselves. Don't cry because your drug dealer killed your son from drugs, because you know it's there.
You're complicit.
Don't cry. You know it's there. Keep your son inside. Move. Do something. That's what happens. Bad. That's bad. You're crying for something that you knew was there. You didn't do anything about it, so stop crying.
Other systems aren't like this?
Not as bad, no. Not as bad.
The Pleiadian system, now, they're basically humans, and they didn't turn out this way?
Because they have a better system, higher understandings. They want to help each other.
Did it start off that way? Our thinking is that this is human nature and that all civilizations have to go through this stage until we learn to become better to each other.
Not necessarily, no.
So they never
went
through this.
You actually started off better and you got worse.
How far back in time are you talking about?
200-300 years. You started off very peaceful, very loving towards each other.
Yeah.
And then you got worse.
What caused that? Wasn't these...
Greeds. Greedies.
Well, you also had these reptilians that came in and started taking control of things?
Yes, but they're not the problem. All they did was they stirred things up. Yes, you can blame them, but you know what? The peoples allowed it.
You're saying they knew our weaknesses and they played to our weaknesses.
Right, but the peoples chose it. The peoples could have stopped it. They could still stop it. The basic level is they don't care. Peoples don't care about each other.
Are you familiar with Alex Jones?
Yes.
He sounds like what you're talking about. He's talking about getting back to those times, standing up to power.
It's not just standing up to power, it's standing up to peoples. It's standing up to yourselves, it's standing up to your society.
So you're saying it's not, he's got like part of it, but the other part is getting right with the earth, getting right with your neighbor.
Right. You start with your neighbor, then you work your way up. It's not starting up and working down, it's starting at the base level and you work up. For instance, okay, 99.9% of the peoples watch the news.
Yeah.
Just to laugh about it. Just to laugh about it. They're not concerned about their neighbors or not. They actually enjoy hearing what they get a kick on it.
You mean like death and destruction?
Yes.
This
old person died in a fire. They're not laughing about it, but they get enjoyment. They actually say, oh, it's two blocks from me. Oh, look out the window, we could see the fire. They don't say, let's help the person. Look out the window. We can actually see the fire.
Well, I'll go you one better than that. I've seen interviews where people would be interviewed after, say, their neighbor would be massacred by a drug dealer or something like this. And as they're describing it, they're laughing about it.
Yes.
It's very, very odd.
But yet it's common.
Yeah. Well, thanks for this talk. This is better than I could have hoped for.
Yes, my pleasure.
Thanks. Next week, next Wednesday, if all things go well, we're going to be having a session in somebody else's living room. A bunch of people want to get together and get readings. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, it'd be wonderful if, after they get their readings, if we could start talking about the same subject.
Sure.
I think more people need to hear of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye, friend.
Thank you very much. This has been great. Bye-bye.
Just bring the subject up and we'll start talking about
it. Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy it because it shows you that it looks like it can't be helped, but it can be. See, most people look at the top and try and work their way down. You work from down and work your way up because you're getting networks, you're getting people's interested. Then it's easier to work your way up to the top.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to do politically.
And the worst part is people actually think they're good. And you could say to them, you're evil to the core. Because they have to understand that they are.
But what do they have to compare themselves to, though? You know.
They have to compare themselves to themselves. They have to compare themselves to, if you're not part of the problem, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Even your big, filthy, rich millionaires will contribute millions and millions of dollars to charity.
Only because they're thinking of their tax breaks or they're thinking of something else. They're not actually seeing where the money's. They're just taking it and throwing it to the winds. Or they're doing it for another reason. If they're doing it for good, that's fine. I'm not saying every single person is bad.
Yeah, I know. But a lot of these rich people, it's very common for them, I mean, the really filthy rich, the big CEOs, to give huge amounts of money to, like, foundations that help the poor, help this, and whatever. But they don't really have any physical, personal face-to-face contact with anybody
right.
who's suffering.
And then those people don't even get much because that's corrupted.
It's filtered out along the way.
Correct. It would be better if they just came in and said, at the bottom level, not going through the tops, because the tops take out all that money.
Yeah.
Go to the bottom levels where the soup kitchens are and say, here's the same amount of money. Tonight everyone's going to eat really good. Instead of sending that money through the vines where everyone pulls it out. And the CEOs know this because they all know each other. They're friends. They say, oh, so you will write your receipt for a tax break.
And their cousin owns this federation who gives money to this other corporation.
Right.
And they're...
Right, they're watching each other's...
Yeah.
Well, monies are floating around, but they get it back, plus they get tax breaks. So meanwhile, down on the poverty line, they're getting food boxes, which they should be getting turkeys and foods and soups. You should look into different parts of... what do the Hebrews call it? Kibbutzes. You
yeah.
ever hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
You should study that because that's basically what it is. Everyone works in a village for the same thing. A teacher makes as much as a doctor. A doctor makes as much as the farmer. The farmer, there's no monies. Everybody works for foods. Doesn't that sound good?
I always thought they were like communes in the... In the 70s, we were all trying to live in communes.
They're communes, but they're actually villages that everybody works the same. It's passions. You want to become a teacher? Become a teacher. You still get paid. You want to become a doctor? But you're not above anybody else. You're working for the good of that system. Okay, I'll talk with you later.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, friend.
Bye-bye.